Chapter 2 The Scarecrow. Dorothy got ready for her journey to the Emerald City. She put on a pretty blue and white dress and a hat. She found a basket and she put bread into it. Then she looked down at her shoes. "I can't wear these old shoes for a long journey, Toto," she said. Dorothy saw the Wicked Witch's silver shoes on the kitchen table. She put them on her feet. They were not too big, and they were not too small. Then Dorothy took her basket, and she and Toto went outside. There were many roads, but she quickly found the only yellow brick road. She and Toto started following it. The sun was bright, and the birds sang sweetly. They went past some houses, and Dorothy saw many fields of vegetables. In the evening, they stopped at a Munchkin house. Dorothy ate with the kind Munchkins. Then she slept in her own room on a pretty bed. The next day, Dorothy and Toto walked again. After many miles, they rested near a scarecrow in a field. Dorothy looked at the scarecrow, and it smiled at her. "This is very strange," thought Dorothy. She walked quickly to the scarecrow. "Hello," said the scarecrow quietly.
"Did you speak?" asked Dorothy.
"Yes,"
answered the scarecrow.
"How are you?"
"I'm well," said Dorothy. "How are you?"
"I'm not well," said the scarecrow. "I don't like being here all night and day."
"Can you move?" asked Dorothy.
"No, I can't. I'm on a pole, but I'd like to be on the ground. Can you help me?"
the scarecrow asked. Dorothy took the scarecrow in her arms and she put him on the ground.
"Thank you very much," said the scarecrow. "Who are you and where are you going?"
"My name is Dorothy," said the girl. "We're going to the Emerald City. We want to ask the Wizard of Oz to help us."
"Where is the Emerald City? And who is the Wizard of Oz?"
asked the scarecrow.
"You don't know the Wizard of Oz," said Dorothy.
"I don't know anything because I have no brain," said the scarecrow sadly. "Can Oz give me a brain?"
"I don't know," answered Dorothy. "But you can come with us and you can ask him."
"Thank you,"
said the scarecrow happily. They began walking on the yellow brick road together. In the middle of the day, they sat down by a small river. Dorothy took some bread from her basket.
"Would you like some bread?" she asked the scarecrow.
"No, thank you. I'm never hungry,"
the scarecrow answered. Dorothy ate, and she talked about gray Kansas and the tornado. The scarecrow listened. Then he said,
"I can't understand it. Why do you want to leave this beautiful country?"
You don't understand because you have no brain, said Dorothy kindly. Home is the best place in the world. Let's go. The road was difficult to walk on now, and there were no more fields. In the evening, they came to a dark forest. Where can we sleep? Dorothy asked. It's very late now. The Scarecrow stopped.
I can see a little house, he said. Let's go in there.
Yes, I'm very tired, said Dorothy. They walked to the house, and they went inside. Dorothy lay down with Toto, and she slept. The Scarecrow did not sleep, because he was never tired. He stood in a corner, and he waited for morning.